America, America. America, America, land of the free. A society filled with justice and equality. This is a clear example of hypocrisy. Unless they forgot to include me and millions of others kept in captivity, confined behind tall walls and razor wires, with numbers constantly rising higher. Countless amounts will never be released, except in body bags once deceased. Most inmates have done their wrong, but guidelines hold prisoners much too long. America has a fluctuating economy, so prisons have become big industry, where men are stocked as commodities and actually forced to work for free. Refusal results in being thrown in the hole, along with the definite denial of parole. Since the signing of the Emancipation, minorities have been swallowed by incarceration. It is easy to see the similarities between prison life and slavery. Inside the walls, phone rates are sky high because financial support comes from AT&T and MCI. TWA and Best Western, too. As far as investors, that's just a few. Inmates are forced to make bed linen, too. It's a shame. Many folks don't know. We're in an era of the new Jim Crow. There's no justice or equality. America was built through slavery. Don't take my word. Study your history. Racist lawmakers and politicians make decisions, causing blacks and Latinos to fill the prisons. Outsiders believe we are being rehabilitated, but being caged only generates hatred. Majority of defendants are victimized and doomed way before entering the courtroom. The vocabulary and terminology used leaves most defendants dazed and confused, and often the attorney who's protecting your rights drinks martinis with the judge at night, quick to offer some type of plea deal or make you wait for many years for an appeal. Court officials share a bond which we're not a part, stacking odds against you from the start, just like slave masters buying and selling slaves, working them till they're dead in their graves. So at times it seriously baffles me why America is called the land of the free. Bryant DeRoyo, in collaboration with Wilbert Sanders, a.k.a. Jazz the Poet.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.